Everybody, welcome to another special edition of Steelers.com Live. I'm Missy Matthews. He's Mike Prasuta, and the Steelers, Mike, have made their second-round draft choice. That is defensive end Stephon Tuitt out of Notre Dame, kind of addressing some of those defensive needs that are pretty glaring.
Absolutely, Missy. There might have been some difference of opinion as to whether or not the first-round pick, Ryan Shazier, actually addressed a position of need or not, but I don't think there'll be any such debate with Stephon Tuitt of Notre Dame. He's got the size at 6'5", 305 pounds or thereabouts. He's got the strength, the skill, the athleticism. They consider this kid the prototypical five technique, which is a 3-4 defensive end. And we can show you a bunch of highlights to tell you what this kid's all about. I think we only need to look at one. This was a couple of years ago, 2012 against Navy, and you're going to watch a very large human being return a fumble 77 yards for a touchdown. I'm not sure he was a 300-pounder at this point, but that's a big man, Missy, picking it up and putting it down, and he went all the way. It addresses a need. It gives what I think is a very under-publicized resource for the Steelers, John Mitchell, another brick to mold, another gold nugget to shine up. I don't see anybody complaining about this pick. It's the right spot, it's the right guy, and it addresses the right area of the team.
Absolutely. We will be hearing from either John Mitchell or possibly defensive coordinator Dick LeBeau in just a bit. We'll bring that to you live. But, Mike, I think this also kind of cements the fact that we might not be seeing Brett Kiesel coming back maybe after that June 1st, per se, date when there might be some money freed up. We know that Ziggy Hood is gone, Al Woods is gone. The Steelers did bring in Cam Thomas during free agency, but do you think this is kind of the end of Brett Kiesel?
You never say never, but that's two guys now that have come in from the outside. In Thomas, you mentioned the free agent, and now Stephon Tuitt in the draft. Two guys coming into the position Brett used to play.
All right, here's John Mitchell. Let's take a listen.
Holy smoke. Okay, yeah. I'm pretty happy tonight. I think we got a real good football player. I had the chance to go to Atlanta and work him out, and I was really impressed with him. As a defensive line coach, we see defense a little different. We play from inside out rather than from outside in. And there's three things that when I evaluate a player that I look for. One, can this player stay on his feet? Two, is he physical? And three, will he run to the ball? A lot of other people put a lot more premium on guys, can they rush the passer? But in this division, in this league, if you do not stop the run, you don't have a chance to win many football games. And the thing that I like about Stephon is, one, he can stack, he can shed, he can get off, and he can run to the ball. If you look at him as his sophomore year, this guy probably was one of the best defensive linemen in college. He had 11 sacks, he played to run very well, he was a dominant player. Before the 2013 season, he had an injury, he had a hernia. He wasn't able to train, he got heavy. And if you look at him from the 2013 season and you compare him to the 2012 season, you're going to see a different guy. He knows that he has to be in shape, he's over that injury, and we look for this guy to be here for a long time. He's a guy that can do a lot of things for us. He can push the pocket, he can play the run, he can get off blocks, he can get to the ball. So we got a good football player tonight. And if this guy had probably been healthy coming into his junior year, he probably would have been in the top 10 guys drafted. So we feel like we got a steal in the second round at our pick. I'll take any questions. He had a foot injury. When I was in Atlanta, he was getting that done. He's 100%. When he came in here, I asked him about it. It's not a problem.
Caused him to drop a little bit too because he wasn't able to do all the workouts?
Definitely, but the big thing was the hernia that he had. He gained weight. If you go back and look at him as a sophomore, he played around 3'8", 3'10". Last year he played around 3'30", 3'35". So you carrying that extra weight with the foot and the hernia, he didn't play well. He didn't play up to his ability.
What is he now?
Gee's going to do that. If you go back and look at him as a sophomore, when he was about 3'10", he was a good football player. So, in our scheme, most of the games we've had here have been 3'10", 3'15". So at 3'10", that'd be a good weight for him.
He said at the combine he had already started to get into shape and started losing weight. was feeling a lot better.
He did. When we was in Atlanta, when we worked him out in Atlanta, he had shed quite a few pounds. He was around at that time about 315, maybe 312. Yes, definitely. When you draw up an end for our scheme, a guy who's going to play a five technique over the tackle and a three technique over the guard, that's what you want. You want a guy, especially with the height that he has, that can push the pocket. He gets his hands up. He's knocked down a lot of passes. If you look at his stats for 3 years, you're going to see a guy who had a lot of production. The guy had 20 and a half sacks for 3 years, okay? I think he had 124 total tackles. Tackles for loss, I think he had 15, maybe 20. So this guy is a productive guy. But, you know, that's behind him. He's going to have to come in here and start from day one and do it the way the Steelers want it done.
And which side do you plan
on putting? Well, they played him on both sides. And basically, he played a lot more on the right side. So, you know, but they moved him around. They had the other player there, Nick. So, you know, they could do a lot of things with those two players.
He's a really young guy. So, do you expect a lot of growing from him?
Well, I don't think he's going to get much bigger. I don't think he needs to get much bigger. I mean, what he needs to do is to fill out, and mentally. You know, I mean, he's coming from a good program, Notre Dame. But, you know, it's a lot different when you go to this next level. You know, 6'5 guys, 3'10s. It's going to be a lot of them in this league. And, you know, what you've done in college doesn't make you a good football player at the next level. But this guy has the ability. When you look for a defensive lineman, I don't care what scheme you play, you get a guy 6'5", 3'10", 3'15", can run, can stay on his feet and physical, you got a pretty good football player.
In all your years here, have you ever seen such a quick transformation of personnel that's been taking place over the last 2-3 years on defense?
Well, you know, I had some guys here for a long, long time. When you get guys who play for you 12 and 11 years, and you lose those type guys, and now you got to start over. You know, a lot of those guys that I had, we grew up together. So, you know, and that's the thing. And the transition now, you're getting some young guys, you're getting some guys who do not have a lot of playing time under their belt, and it's going to take a little while to develop. And the game has changed. You know, I mean, right now the game's now. Most of the teams, they want 4 receivers, 5 receivers. So you have to make an adjustment who you're going to keep on the field and who you're going to take off the field. At one time, hey, this league was a running league. People ran the ball so you could play with the same guys for 3 downs. And now that's not the case anymore.
You happy with your defensive line depth now? Or do you still think you need –
Well, yeah, well, you get a guy like, you know, Stephon, and it adds quite a bit to the depth. You know, we're still going to look at some other guys. I still need a couple more guys. We're going to see what's going to unfold in the rest of the draft in the next day or so.
Cam Thomas have to learn to play
DN? Cam doesn't have to learn a lot. At San Diego, he played inside and outside. You know, Cam is a guy that's going to give us a few options. He can play a 5 technique for us and a 3 technique. And at San Diego, he played a lot inside as a 1 technique and a 3 technique. So hey, we'll start him off at end, and we'll go from there. But he gives us a lot of flexibility as an end and a nose tackle.
Mitch, do you expect Steve McClendon to take his game up a notch?
I do. I mean, Steve McClendon, you know, he was here for a long time. He played behind Casey and Chris Ault. And usually when a guy get a chance, you know, Steve hadn't played much, but he's a guy who made himself. He worked real hard. I'm pleased where he is. We've been watching a lot of tape, reviewing a lot of things from last season, and he's a guy that knows what he needs to do, and I think he's going to improve. He's going to get better and better. You know, this guy was the first time he's played in the National Football League as a starter, so it's not easy, and I'm sure he had a lot of weight on his shoulders thinking about how Casey and Chris Ault played, and he wanted to do well. I just told him, hey, you can't beat Casey, you can't beat Chris Ault, be Steve McClendon. And I think we're going to see Steve McClendon being Steve McClendon rather than Steve McClendon trying to be Casey or Chris Ault.
So he's put in the time.
That's not a problem. He's very diligent about watching tape, being on time, doing the things. And you got to be yourself. And he has to realize what he can and what he can't do. The thing that he can do, he can run to the ball. He's got to learn how to get off blocks, keep his pad level down. He's not going to be as strong as Casey. Chris Ault was a very intelligent guy. And Steve is also. He's got to be able to take things from the classroom onto the field, recognize things. If he does that and if he would be Steve McClendon rather than trying to be Casey or Chris Ault, he's going to be okay. I'm not worrying about him at all.
Mitch, is this
a strong side guy, or if you're not determined?
Well, we don't have a strong side. You know, wherever the formation breaks, so sometime in our defense, he might be a three technique or a five technique. So, you know, the offense going to dictate that. No, you know, we don't flip him here, so we're going to start him off at one side right there, and we'll go from there. Well, we haven't decided that yet.
Mitch? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mitch.
Mm-hmm. All right. And that was Steelers defensive line coach and assistant coach Mike Mitchell. Screwing it up here. Coach Mitchell. And very positive things to say about Tuitt, Mike. Kind of the fact that he would have been a top 10 guy had he not had suffered that injury, had a setback with that hernia. But Mitch did have a chance to go down to Atlanta to kind of review him himself and to see what this guy was all about.
Yeah, as it turns out, that fumble return tape we showed was a 300-pound guy moving as fast as he was and as far as he was. It just wasn't a guy that weighed as much as Stephon Tuitt did this past season at Notre Dame, but that's something that's easily fixed, easily controlled. And you heard the almost exuberance in John Mitchell's voice there. If you haven't been paying attention to the Steelers scene for a long time, you might not be aware. John Mitchell doesn't throw out compliments very readily, particularly to rookies, but there's a lot to be excited about with this guy. And Missy, I think what we're seeing both last night and tonight also, everybody worried about the secondary, or so it seems. Everybody worried about the defense, or so it seems. We keep hearing it's a passing league, it's a scoring league, but the Steelers apparently still believe that you better stop the run before you stop the pass. You've got to stop the run to have a chance to stop the pass. And they have taken great steps the last 2 days to shore up their run defense. Can't wait to see what they do in round three.
Right, and John Mitchell kind of went through his three things that he wants every defensive lineman to have, that being stay on your feet, are you physical, and can you run to the ball? And he said flat out, to be able to win games, you have to stop the run. So like you said, yes, a lot of people I think speculated the Steelers would go secondary, maybe wide receiver in the first two rounds, and those things have not happened.
Guilty. Still like to see him get a big receiver at some point. You know, a 6'1", 6'2 plus guy that can run a little bit. But the point about what Mitchell emphasized is really significant, because it's a different approach here maybe than it is in a lot of places. Everybody talks about edge rushers and getting to the quarterback. For the defensive line in the Steelers 3-4, it's more about getting to the football. If you've ever been to training camp and you watch a practice play, everybody on defense is supposed to run to the ball every time. It's supposed to be 11 on the ball carrier by the time the rep ends. And if you can do those things that Mitchell emphasized, stay on your feet, be physical, get to the football, you have a chance to play effective defense. Stephon Tuitt, not considered a great edge rusher per se, but Missy, he had 20 and a half sacks and 28 career starts. So he was doing something right.
Right. Sounds like something that would help the Steelers' defense.
You can never have enough guys that can do that.
All right. Well, the night is still young. We will find out who the Steelers take in the third round, and Mike and I will be joining you immediately following that pick for analysis and, of course, a live press conference from one of the position coaches. That's it for now. He's Mike. I'm Missy. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you in a little bit.